Chapter 3. The Other Seamen. Later in the afternoon, Harvey started to work with Dan. The sun was low over the sea, and the Weir Here was pulling its dories, little fishing boats, towards it with cables. The men inside them looked like small toy figures. There were 5 dories approaching the Weir Here. "Look, there's Manuel from Portugal," Dan said to Harvey, pointing to one of the fishing boats. "He found you last night in the sea. Then there's Pennsylvania, and next to him is Long Jack from Ireland. Tom Platt is in the distance. He always has good luck with fishing. You'll hear him singing in a minute. Listen." Harvey could hear a pleasant voice from one of the boats. "And now to you, O captain, to you I now do pray, that they shall never bury me in an old graveyard grey." "Tom Platt is a real seaman," Dan said with a smile. "He wants to live and die on the sea. Do you see that blue dory behind him? My uncle Salters is in it. He's my dad's brother, and he always has bad luck. I'm sure the jellyfish stung him today. They usually do."
"Jellyfish?" Harvey asked, surprised.
"Yes, the sea is full of them at this time of year," Dan answered. "I can see his arms are all red. Poor Uncle Salters." All the dories were close to the boat now, and the men started to throw their fish into a container on the deck. They counted them at the same time. Manuel was first. 231, he shouted. Then he climbed up onto the boat. He saw Harvey and smiled at him. "Do you feel better now?" he asked. "Last night the fish were fishing for you, and now you're fishing for fish." "Thank you for saving me," Harvey said timidly, and he smiled at Manuel.
"That's all right, young fellow," Manuel answered. "I was happy to help. We need another worker on the boat anyway, and I couldn't leave you in the sea."
Next came Long Jack, a big Irishman with an untidy grey beard. He stretched his body after the day's work and threw his fish into the container.
149, he shouted. "Disco, I'm killing myself to put money in your pockets."
All the men laughed. Dan and Harvey pulled Manuel's dory on board with cables and washed the interior. Then they pulled up Long Jack's dory and lowered it on top of Manuel's dory.
"You see? The dories fit together like a puzzle," said Dan, while he and Harvey were washing them.
Tom Platt started to throw his fish into the container. He was even bigger than the Irishman, and he had a purple scar down the left side of his face.
203, he shouted, "and I'm very hungry. When's dinner?"
"Soon," said Disco. "Just wait till all the men are on the boat."
"It's 42, I think," said a voice from the sea.
Another voice laughed and said,
"No, I counted 48. Count again, Pen."
"That's Uncle Salters and Pennsylvania counting their catch," Dan explained. "They always fish together. And when they start to count, it's better than the circus."
"I counted 44, said Disco, and he patted his brother's back.
"Dinner is ready," a voice called from the front of the boat, and the men ran to eat. The cook was a huge black man, and the men called him Doctor, because his food revived them after a long day at work. They ate fish and fried potatoes until they couldn't eat any more. After dinner,
The men met on deck to clean the fish. They covered them with salt to preserve them. It was hard work, and they all had difficulty staying awake. Finally, the tired fisherman finished and went to bed. Dan and Harvey couldn't sleep yet because they had the first watch from 10 till midnight. Their job was to make sure they didn't hit another boat during the night. They tried to stay awake, but when Penn went on deck at midnight to start his watch, he found the two boys sleeping deeply. He smiled and rolled them to their beds.